Secretary Rice and Secretary Gates, General Pace, members of my national security team have just listened to some briefings from our provincial reconstruction teams in Iraq. I want to thank our fellow citizens for serving on the front line of in this war against extremists and radicals. I appreciate their dedication, and I appreciate the sacrifice of their families. General Odierno just briefed us on an interesting statistic. He said that for the week of September 8th through 15th, attack levels across Iraq are the lowest they have been since January of 2006, which, of course, is a time prior to the Samarra bombing. And when you couple that with the grassroots efforts that are PRT, Provincial Reconstruction Teams, are making, you begin to get a sense of why I'm confident that we can succeed in Iraq, why I believe that the efforts that we're making toward making sure that an extremist like Al-Qaeda doesn't have safe haven for which to plot attacks, and at the same time helping people realize the blessings of liberty, which will yield long-term peace, can happen, can succeed. And so I told the folks there that on behalf of a grateful nation, that we thank them for what they're doing, and I look forward to further discussions with those who actually see the progress that is taking place, with those who are living amongst the people and can report firsthand that the success that was reported on by General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker is happening on a daily basis. Now, there's no question we got more work to be done. But the question I always ask myself is the mission important to the security of the United States? And the answer is absolutely. And can we be successful? And the answer to that is yes, we can. And I want to thank you all very much for seeing to it that we will be successful. Thank you for your time, and we ask for God's blessings on you. Thank you.